Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for March 24th, 2024, Palm Sunday, is based on Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 to 11. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon is based on our Lenten sermon series, Wandering Heart, and is entitled, Songs of Loudest Praise. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will immediately send them." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet, Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As a reminder, our Lenten series and theme this year, which we'll explore for another week or so, is Wandering Heart, which you see in the big letters there. And in it, we are focusing on the life and faith of one of Jesus' most famous disciples. In Peter, we see a person who is both steadfast and unsteady, a dear friend and a betrayer, a follower and a wanderer. In Peter, we often see ourselves. And each week, by following Peter's journey, we watch the story of Jesus unfold through the eyes of a very normal human being trying to figure it all out just like us. And as we study Peter's faith journey, the words and tune of the classic hymn, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing," come to mind. And each week we've taken a portion of that song as our focus. For this Sunday, it is, "Call for songs of loudest praise." How many of you out there enjoy a good parade? Anyone? Okay, most people. It seems that here in the United States, we love a good parade. Can you name a few parades that happen every year here in the United States? Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Okay. What else? Red's Opening Day Parade. July 4th. Rose Bowl Parade. The Horse-Drawn Carriage Parade here in Lebanon. What else? Mother's Day Parade. What? Mummers? The Mummers. All right. If you want to know more about that, ask Jeff later. I have no idea what that is. Mummers Day Parade. What else? St. Patty's Day Parade. Yeah, if you go online and type in parades in the United States of America, you will get a long and extensive list, including one that I just found out about a couple years ago when some friends of ours moved down to Tampa Bay, Florida. It is called the, Gasparilla Pirate Festival Parade, where people dress up in pirate outfits and get on boats and sail through Tampa Bay in a parade-like manner. All kinds of awesome parades happening in and around our country. And why do we hold these parades? Often we hold parades in order to celebrate a special day or to commemorate a special historical event. Sometimes we hold parades to maintain elements of cultural heritage. And for most small towns in the U.S., it's an opportunity for neighbors and visitors and strangers to come together in order to build a sense of community. Tractor parade, all kinds. But historically, parades originated for a very different purpose. There's evidence dating back 4,000 years ago that shows signs of the Babylonians holding parades to showcase the power of their gods over other gods after they exiled people. And 2,500 years ago, we have evidence of military parades when the Romans celebrated a decisive victory over the Gauls of northern Italy. Parades started, and sometimes are still used today, as a show of power and influence over people. Call for songs of loudest praise. In our Matthew reading today, though, we find ourselves in a different parade as Jesus makes his way into Jerusalem. But as theologians Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan note, that Jesus' parade wasn't the only one that was taking place that day. Every year on Passover, pilgrims would flock to Jerusalem to worship and to remember. The Passover celebration was a time when the Jewish people celebrated the ways that their God had delivered and liberated them from the oppressive Egyptian Empire long ago. And because the Romans knew what the celebration marked, the Roman governor of Judea would come to Jerusalem to keep the peace, to make sure that citizens didn't get any big ideas about liberating themselves from any other empire anytime soon. The Reverend Dr. Kristen Adkins Whitesides paints this picture of Palm Sunday. Pilate proceeds into Jerusalem through the largest gate, the Western Gate, riding on a war horse with cavalry, soldiers, banners, and troops marching behind him. The streets were cleared and large crowds gathered to watch the display. And none of the pilgrims who had gathered to worship in Jerusalem could miss the point that was being made by Pontius Pilate's processional, that their celebration of the Passover was only happening at the tolerant pleasure of the Roman government. Now, on the other side of town, another more ragtag procession had begun. Jesus rides a donkey down the Mount of Olives on the east side of the city, surrounded by a crowd of followers. They spread their cloaks and palm branches, and small children are lifted up on the shoulders of their parents as they greet him with shouts of Hosanna and the treacherous chant, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. There were two parades that day into the city, but they could not have been more different. One was a military display of imperial might, and one was a small protest with a poor band of rebels crying out, Hosanna! Or as it's translated from the Hebrew, save us. Save us now. Call for songs of loudest praise. You might have noticed that I haven't mentioned Peter yet in my sermon, which might seem strange considering this sermon series is focused on seeing Jesus through the eyes and actions of Peter. And while Peter is not mentioned directly in our reading today, we assume that he is there. But I wonder what's going through Peter's mind. He has just had Jesus rebuke him for telling Jesus that the Messiah should not die. And he must have some grief knowing that Jesus is heading into Jerusalem to die. And yet, paradoxically, here is this crowd shouting songs of loudest praise, acclaiming that the Messiah is coming to Jerusalem. He knows that a clash is about to happen. The parade of the empire coming from one direction and the parade of the suffering servant coming from the other direction. And they will inevitably clash into one another inside the walls of Jerusalem. Who will come out on top? Who should Peter put his trust behind? The answer to the question that I'm about to ask you to discuss with someone nearby may seem really simple and easy at first, but I want you to dig deep, be introspective, and be vulnerable with your answer. Here's today's question that I want you to take a moment and discuss with someone nearby as you are comfortable. In our lives, do we always choose the way of the loving, suffering servant who rides in on a donkey? Or at times, do we choose the way of the oppressive empire and try to put our Jesus on top of a military steed and chariot? Take a moment to discuss with those around you. Call for songs of loudest praise. It's at this moment on Palm Sunday where we are poised with palm branches and shouts of hosannas that we are asked to choose, just like Peter. Will we choose this parade route as it leads us through betrayal, suffering, and death? Or will we align ourselves with a God whose power is made perfect, not in might, but in the vulnerability of love that Jesus shows? I want to close with another quote from Reverend Dr. Kristen Adkins Whitesides. She says, Palm Sunday reminds us that despair and hope will travel together with us on this road, both daily and throughout Holy Week. We will despair at the brokenness of our world and in our lives, and we will place hope in the one who travels alongside us, the one who leads us onward in this strange parade. Hosanna, we cry. Save us, we pray. And then picking up our cloaks and our crosses, we make our way behind Jesus, knowing that he has already traveled this path before, and he knows how to lead us in this parade as we move from pain to praise, from suffering to salvation, and from death to everlasting life. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.